Praise the Lord for the training. Amen. Amen. This is my first time in this college training. I really enjoyed it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I know many of you are thinking, I was one of them, that what happened after Saturday? You know, the training's going to be over in a couple of days. What happened? What was going to happen after Saturday? The Lord really encouraged me with a verse this morning. And that's in, I think one of the sister mentioned in her sharing this morning. It's Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us, that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though the training setting may be over, but actually all the things that we're learning here today can be practiced in our daily living. Amen. And we have a trainer. Amen. Brother Andrew and Brother Marty may not be with us every day in our life, but we... Hallelujah. But we have a trainer in our spirit. Amen. The crucified and resurrected Christ. Amen. As the life-giving spirit is living in your spirit. Amen. And he's very active. He's very detailed. But how much we get out of the training really depends on our exercise. We may have the training here, but if you don't exercise, If you're not willing to receive the training, then you don't get that much. You know, earlier during the week, a brother made a comment with me. He says, "Oh, Uncle Frank, you're really into the training. You're like one of the college students." And then that got me thinking a little bit. Yeah, I could have maybe laid back a little bit. I don't have to get tested. I don't have to get into the verses. But I don't want to be like that. So I'm memorizing the verses, I'm receiving all the speaking from the brothers, and I'm prophesying. Amen. We should have that kind of view to exercise. Amen. Unto godliness. Amen. So this morning we come to page 33. Let's turn to page 33. And the title is "The Exercise of Our Spirit Unto Godliness." Amen. Hallelujah. Let's declare that together. The exercise of our spirit unto godliness. Amen. And this is from a verse in 1 Timothy 4, 7b. How about let's read the Roman numeral 1, A, B, C together. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Godliness is Christ live out of us to be the manifestation of God. To exercise ourselves unto godliness is to exercise our spirit to live Christ in our daily life. The word exercise implies forcing. If we want to be strong and to grow in the Lord, we must force ourselves to use our spirit until we build up a strong habit of exercising our spirit. Our exercise is unto godliness. Amen. You know, this world is filled with ungodliness. When you contact people, you get a lot of impression. You know, sometimes we say this person is very scholarly. That means, you know, when you contact him, all he talks about is the things that he's learning. Or you may say this person is very athletically. So when you contact people, you get a certain impression from that person. But we need to exercise unto godliness. Godliness is Christ not only living within us to be our life, but to be expressed in our daily life as our expression. And this is really what God is looking after. He's looking for a corporate expression. And this doesn't just happen in the meetings. In the meeting, it's easy. You know, we have the saints with us. We have a certain kind of atmosphere to encourage us to exercise, and we enjoy the Lord, right? But this has to go on, not only in the meetings, in the training, but go on to our daily life. I really like you to circle these last four words in B, in our daily life. So our exercise is not only in the meetings, but it has to go on to our daily life. It's good that we have a taste of exercising our spirit in a meeting, but that has to go on in our daily life in order for us to express Christ. Now, this word exercise implies forcing, right? This word that Paul used in 1 Timothy is related to gymnastics. A lot of exercise, a lot of practice. You know, if you're trained for any kind of events, Olympics, for example, you don't just wait until the Olympics are here, right? You don't say, okay, two more years to the Olympics, so I'll wait. No, actually, you started to plan your whole daily living around that event. If you really want to gain a medal, you have to plan out when you get up, what kind of diet you're going to have, where you're going to train, who you're going to train with. Maybe you need to find a coach, find some training buddies. So exercise implies thinking about, you know, implies forcing. It's not easy to exercise. Many of us want to lose weight. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's not so easy. You need to have a plan, and you need to stick with your plan. And every time, it's easy to think that, I don't really want to do it. This is not something I like to do. But you have to force yourself. If you want to be strong and grow in the Lord, we must force ourselves to use our spirit. Amen. Until it becomes a strong habit. You know, I have a 16-year-old son who's very timid. You know, he's big. He's about a head taller than I am. But he's very timid. And this past week, we signed him up for the video training. And in our video training, we have testing. So not only you listen to the messages, but you have to come up in a team, and you have to speak something from the messages. So he was put in one of the team. And it's just good, so good to see him forcing himself. I know he doesn't like to do it, but he got into the word, and and it's good to see him not to be timid, but when he come up to the test, he says, "Saints, praise the Lord," to exercise, to get out of himself and to speak something to all the saints. So we have to force ourselves until it becomes a habit, not just once in a while, but we all the time has to force ourselves. This is good to practice in the meeting, but even throughout our daily living, when do we get up? What kind of things we are involved in? We have to exercise our spirit. Amen. Okay, let's read Roman numeral 2. To exercise our spirit is A, to apply the blood of Christ to enter into our spirit as the Holy of Holies. When we apply the blood, it gives us the victory over the accusation of the evil one, and we immediately have the peace within and the boldness to contact the Lord. Amen. I'd like to ask you to write down these three words next to this point. That is, don't give up. Don't give up. You may have some plan of exercise with your companions going back, but just like any kind of exercise, in the beginning you fail. Maybe you didn't keep your schedule. You didn't keep your appointment to read the Bible, to do something with your companions. And it's very easy just to think, to give up. Oh, I can't do this. This is too hard. It's not that easy. You have to force yourself. Though the blood is there, we have to learn to apply the blood. We will fail. Actually, I promise you that you will fail. But you have to turn. We can turn, right? Don't give up so easily. We have the blood of Christ. If we fail, we just get up. Lord Jesus, thank you. You died for me. You have cleansed me. I can go on. I take your blood and I go on. Right? So this point really encourages, don't give up. Continue to exercise. Build up a habit. B, let's read B. To stir up, fan our spirit into flame. In order to fan our spirit into flame, we need to open up the three layers of our being, our mouth, our heart, and our spirit. And next to this point, I'd like you to write down, don't be passive. No, passivity is a big thing that hinders our going on with the Lord. We have to force ourselves. Don't be passive. We know to exercise our spirit is good for us, right? And we feel right. We feel good when we exercise our spirit. But many times we're passive. We're just a little laid back. And this point says that we have to stir up and fan our spirit and open up the three layers of our being, our mouth, our heart, and our spirit. Now, our mouth is part of our body, right? And our heart is part of our soul. And our spirit is our spirit. Now, many times our spirit is one to do it. Our spirit is active because the Lord lives in our spirit. But we don't want to move. We don't want to get out of bed. Or we have a concept of something. You know, college is a great place, but college is too free. You know, you're kind of independent. The college students like to do whatever they want, whenever they want. You might be in the college and you get up, you know, you decide, I don't want to have breakfast today, just skip breakfast. I want to get up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just get up 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not so good, right? We have to exercise to live a normal daily human life with the Lord. So in all the aspects of our daily living, when to study, you have to exercise also. Don't put off 2 weeks before the final, right? You have to schedule your time to study. And if you realize that there's a meeting tonight and the Lord is speaking with you in your spirit, hey, there's a meeting tonight and, you know, you need to study. Why don't you study now? But you know, your friends are hanging around doing nothing. So at that time, your spirit is telling you, go, study. But you have to cooperate. Your mind has to be transformed, has to be renewed. Oh, yeah, I have to schedule my time. And you have to get yourself maybe to a library to study. So our whole being is involved in the exercise of our spirit. Romans 12:1 says that we have a burning spirit. In Romans chapter 12, actually, Paul also touched the three parts of our being. We need to present our body as a living sacrifice. We need to consecrate our members to the Lord, right? So to exercise your spirit, you also need to consecrate your body, the members of your body. And he says in verse 2, not to be conformed to this age, but be renewed by the transforming, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. So we our mind needs to be renewed. You know, to take it easy is easy, and that's what everybody think it should be done. But our mind needs to be renewed. We have to exercise our spirit, and our heart, our body has to cooperate. So the exercise of our spirit, I was touched with this point that we have to exercise our whole being. And practically, that's in, let's read C. By rejoicing always, praying unceasingly, and giving thanks in everything to enjoy the indwelling spirit. One, our spirit must take the lead aggressively, enjoying the Lord, that our spirit may be filled with joy and our soul may rejoice to magnify the Lord. Two, the faculty for us to pray is not our mind or emotion, but our spirit. We need to pray in every place and at every time. Everything, we have to let our spirit take the lead aggressively. So I hope you don't have the concept, oh, I'm in the meeting, I'm exercising my spirit. I'm taking my math class, I'm exercising my soul. Actually, as you're listening in the class, you have to exercise your spirit. You're daydreeming, you're wandering off. The spirit is in you. Say, come back. That is your spirit. You have to let the spirit take the lead. And just come back, listen attentively, take notes in your math class. When you're doing some kind of exercise, that is, you have to exercise your spirit, right? You're talking to a friend. You know, I don't like to talk to people, but sometimes when I talk to people, I start chatting about this and that. But as you're talking to someone, inside your spirit may be, hey, tell him a little bit about what you did this weekend. Turn the subject a little bit so that maybe there's an opportunity to share the gospel. You know, many times we're passive. We just say, no, maybe not. But to exercise our spirit, we really have to follow that sense. If the Lord is telling you, change the subject, you know, then we follow. We say, hey, what'd you do this weekend? I went to this college training, and we talk about the Lord's coming. The Lord wants to come back. So we exercise not our spirit, not just in the meeting, but even when we're with our friends, when we're speaking. Our daily life, we have to exercise our whole being, our spirit, our burning spirit. We need to have a transformed soul, and we need to have a presented body. And then lastly, I just want to jump to F. Brother Peter is going to share a little bit more. That we need to really get into the Word. The coach for this training in our daily life, for us to exercise our spirit, my experience many times is with the Word and with the ministry. You know, when you're reading the Bible and when you're reading the life study, many times the things that you are not aware of came. You know, the Lord is able to enlighten you through the Word. So it's very important for us to be in the Word so that we can be constantly perfected and adjusted and encouraged by the Lord. The Word is really our supply, and it's a thing that would perfect us and adjust us. So we need to exercise to be in the Word. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm Peter Gunderson. I'm from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's wonderful to be here with all the saints. Praise the Lord. And this, let me get myself situated here so I can watch my time. So this is a really crucial matter. We're coming to another couple days. We'll be at the end of the training here. And like Brother Frank said, we're in a training, and this is, you can say this is kind of an unnatural situation, but we're training so that this can affect our daily living. Amen. This is the goal of the training, is that we overdo to do, so that we're strengthened by this practice, and then by this practice, that starts to leak into and become part of our daily living. So this is the burden, really, in this message. So I'd like us to read the focus there together. And this contains the burden of this message.
We must exercise our spirit unto godliness, forcing ourselves to use our spirit until we have a strong habit of exercising our spirit. This is profitable for all things.
Amen. So I think these are some key words there, is the exercise and forcing ourselves. You know, no one likes to force anything, but this, to have any kind of a habit in our daily living, we need to force. And we have now We have practiced, it's really good in the church life. We have our meeting life together, and we exercise our spirit in the meeting life. We exercise our spirit when we're in the small groups together, when we come together with companions to pray. But the Lord really wants this exercise to be more than just our meeting life. The Lord wants us to become part of our whole living. You know, in we just finished the Genesis, and in Genesis there was one man as a good example, and that's Enoch. Enoch walked with God. It doesn't say Enoch just went to the meetings with God. It says he walked with God. And if you look at it, it's amazing. He walked with God 300 years because he had the vision of the Lord's coming. He even named this one child when it comes, Methuselah. When he dies, it will come. So he had in view the Lord is going to do something big. We have in view, we've been given the view this week. The Lord is returning. And we already saw that in the Word, there's over 1 out of 20 of all the passages in the New Testament are referring to the Lord's return. So this is a big item. So we need to be an Enoch, walking with God. And you just keep walking with God and walking with God till you're not. Amen. That's a process. You're becoming less and less. And he is becoming more and more. Amen. So this is our walk and this is our exercise. So this exercise needs to spill out from our meeting life into our daily life. So to do this, the Lord didn't just give us a schedule for a meeting life. He joined himself to our spirit. And in our spirit, we have Christ joined to our spirit, so we even have one in us that's a troublemaker. We have one in us that's touching us and moving in us. He's not just in there in a dead way. The Lord is anointing and moving in us. And that's what we touch in point D. How about we read that under point D? And this is the practice of setting our mind on the Spirit. So let's read D 1 and 2. When we set our mind on the Spirit, we have the inner sense of life and peace, the sense of strength, satisfaction,
rest, relief, liveliness, watering, brightness, and comfort.
You know, let's read those wonderful words. But read them a little slower and just savor what's in each of these words. So what do we have? When we set our mind on the Spirit, we have the sense of strength, satisfaction, rest, release, liveliness, watering, brightness, and comfort. Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
And this sense of life within us, the Lord is with us all day long. First, we are learning how to exercise our spirit in the meeting life and prayer life. That's good. But all day long, the Lord is with us in this way, anointing our spirit. So when we have this sense of life, we want to stay in the sense of life. But we have another sense within us. If we get away from our spirit, we have number two. When we set our mind on the flesh, we have the inner sense of, now we can read these. They're not very enjoyable. They're not like those other words. But let's just read them because I think we've all experienced this. The inner sense of death, the sense of weakness, emptiness, uneasiness, restlessness, depression, dryness, darkness, and pain. Oh, Lord. So when we get into this realm, that's like a warning to us. Lord, I just feel uneasy in this situation. I feel empty right now. You know, I feel restless. I feel this dry. You know, that's just a sense in your spirit telling you you've wandered away from your spirit. Just come back, right? Oh, Lord Jesus, I come back to you.
Amen.
Spend a little time praying to the Lord, talking to the Lord. Come back into your spirit. Or maybe you've got into some activity. Maybe you're in some line of conversation. And there's just that emptiness within you. There's a sense of dryness. The Lord's just saying, all right, that's enough. Stop. Or there's some problem with you and another saint. That's our relationships. and you're just, your mind is just going around and around analyzing it. You're getting drier and drier. You know, you don't have to wait for the meeting life. You have a sense in your spirit right then.
Amen.
Oh, I'm off. Lord, I'm coming back. You know how good it is.
Amen.
The Lord put himself to be joined to our spirit.
Amen.
So we don't walk without the Lord and then, you know, correct ourselves at the end of the day. We have one living in us, guiding us day by day.
Amen.
So we can be an Enoch,
Amen.
Walking with God,
Amen.
Staying with God. If we get off the path, we just come back to the path.
Amen.
So this is a very precious truth. And the reference to this verse, there's several references. One very strong reference is Romans 8:6, which is chapter 8 is the life chapter in Romans 8. How do you live this life? You practice life and peace. You know, even there's a verse in Colossians that says, let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts. Sometimes we need an arbitrator because our mind is racing, or we have a problem with some saints. We need to come back, and thus peace in us is arbitrating. And you know that peace is not reasoning. It's not arguing. Oh, okay, they said this, and this happened, and Lord, I'm right, and they're wrong. You know, you start arguing, you don't have any peace, right? So you just need to come back to your spirit.
Amen.
Come back to being Enoch, walking with God.
Amen.
As you walk, you stay in the spirit.
Amen.
You confess, you empty, and you come back and enjoy the satisfaction of your spirit. So this is a very precious experience that we can have. This is for our daily life. Praise the Lord. You know, I just fellowshiped with a brother. I'll give you an example of something that can, for a student, he finished his master's, and he had just started to come in the church life, back to the church life after quite a long time because it's different things. But the last year and a half, he was finishing his master's and working a full-time job, a very demanding job. And he had the experience, he had a way to study for his master's and to get everything done, and he was getting good grades. But his experience, as he entered into that church life, he said he knew that he was feeling very anxious. He would just get burned out all the time from this study and this schedule he was on. Then he started to hear the words of life in the church. So he started to practice stopping, calling on the Lord, taking a little break, chewing the word. And he said, you know, my study, the way I was studying, I had a certain technique. I didn't change that. But I was burning out. I was full of anxiety. I wasn't having a sense of satisfaction, rest, enjoyment. I was having all the other negative things. And so by coming back to his spirit and practicing being one spirit with there in his study, he started to have the enjoyment. So he said, I got the same grades, but my experience was so much more top. I was in the satisfaction of the Lord. So this is an example of your daily life. Can be filled with the Lord. I believe that brother was walking with God that whole last year as he's finishing that degree. He was an Enoch. And he was not depending on himself anymore. So he was not. And God was. So Christ was increasing, which is the goal. God's goal is that Christ would increase. So by our walking, keep setting our mind on the Spirit, we can experience the Lord in this way. It's really wonderful. Now, under E, there's another set of verses very clearly shows us we can have an experience of the Lord in our daily life. It's called the anointing, and that's the moving of the Spirit within us. So let's read point E together.
By caring for the feeling of the anointing.
Yeah, we read both 1 and 2. The living, divine
anointing within us is constantly
moving.
Working, inspiring, and enlightening of the indwelling Spirit of Christ. We must learn to reject our natural mind and care for the anointing by going along with it.
Yeah, so we have an anointing within us. That's the moving, the sense of the Spirit flowing in us. And what you know how the Lord wants us to walk with Him is just cooperate. Cooperate with that moving, anointing Spirit within you. Whether He's restraining you, leading you, touching you to pray, touching you to speak with Him, just stay in that anointing. Saints, this is a practice. We need to practice this. There's a verse in Hebrews, I think it's 1:6. It just said, see if I can remember. It said, Paul said that people have maturity by reason of practice. I think it's at the end. Yeah, it's at the end of 5. Solid food. Solid food is for the full grown who, because of practice, have their faculties exercised. So by practicing being in the meeting life, you're exercising your spirit. Reading the Word, you're exercising your spirit, but this needs to get into your whole living. And then by this practice, saints, by this, you call it forcing, you begin to build up a habit of knowing your spirit, living in your spirit, being one with the Lord, being an Enoch in the present age. And that will build up the growth of life within the body, within you, within all the saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there was a, you know, this matter of the anointing is, we're often led by our mind, the leading part. We're led by our reasoning, by our thinking. Instead, we need to become people being led by our spirit. So our mind is the faculty, and our emotion is the, can be an expression of God, but not the leading of our being. So our being should not be led by our soul. Our being should be led by the spirit. I just remembered a song a while back. I couldn't find it, or I didn't have enough time to look it up, but I just want to read this song. I don't remember how the tune goes, but listen to this. This is about the fact that we got rearranged when Christ came into our life. So this says, all the world is under darkness, driven by the fallen soul, and the enemy is designing to the soulish life control. Such were we until the Lord our spirit entered. Praise the Lord our spirit entered. Amen. Once we were driven by this fallen soul. Hallelujah, but now the Lord has entered our spirit. And now we're people who the Lord has entered into our spirit. Hallelujah, we're people spirit-centered. Amen. Hallelujah, we're rearranged. Amen. So this is our living. We should have a rearranged living. The Spirit is on top in all our daily living. More and more, we're led by the Spirit. We're walking by the Spirit. We're Enoch in the present age. And that is what will bring the Lord back. That will prepare the body of Christ, because our living will be for God's purpose. Our center will be our spirit. So this is really a glorious matter, that we are a different kind of people. Let everyone else be led and driven by their soul and all the influences in the world. Let us walk according to this spirit. Amen. Let us live by the anointing. Amen. Let us follow, be restrained. Let us enjoy. Let us be satisfied. Let us be full of rest and enjoyment of the Lord. Amen. In every part of your living. So exercise yourself unto godliness. Amen. This means meeting life, church life, family life, student life, every part of your life. Eventually, you're a person totally walking with God till the Lord comes back. Amen. And who did the Lord take? He took Enoch. Yeah. He took Enoch because Enoch was walking with him. Amen. Enoch must have finally, he just walked himself right into God. Amen. There was no more Enoch. It says Enoch was not. He walked himself right into God. Saints, that's our destiny. Amen. To walk into this wonderful triune God and live there, abide there. Our whole living is in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's encourage one another this way. And one addition I want to add is that this matter of the Word and the ministry is a real burden that we, to walk this way, we need grace. But the grace is not just we enjoy, but the grace will give us the strength by reading the Word, by being in the ministry. Then we will have the supply to walk this way. You know, if I don't have this daily supply from the Word through the ministry, then I won't have the grace to walk this way. I'll just run out of gas. And I won't also have, my mind will not get renewed that fast. I need I need the life studies, I need the ministry material, I need the Bible in a regular way. And like our brother said, if I don't do this in a regular way, if I don't schedule something, really, we know it doesn't happen. You know, just naturally, people just live however they want to live. But we're a different kind of people with a different kind of goal. And this verse, Paul said, exercise yourself to godliness. So he knew there was an exercise. There's another verse, Paul said, I exercise myself to have a conscience without offense before God and man. So his living was to exercise himself, to be one with the Lord. So we need to exercise ourselves. And one strengthening way is to schedule something to read in the Bible and in the ministry in a regular way. I really encourage the saints, don't leave this to chance. Even if you're, while you're here the next few days, consider, if you have one of your companions here, consider right now, can we come up with a schedule together to read, how about the Genesis life studies? How much of that can we read? How could we read one a day? Could we read a half a chapter every day? Just something consistent, regular, and solid. Saints, that's your exercise unto godliness. And that will supply your living. And we know you probably need a companion to do this. Because if we don't have that, we don't have accountability. But saints, this will have a big impact on the Lord's recovery. If all of you will get into the Word in the ministry in a regular way, then your mind will become renewed. You'll be reconstituted with the ministry. You'll become a person like Enoch, who the Lord will want to rapture. Who the Lord will say, oh, my people are ready. I'm coming back for them. And we will end this age. But let's look to the Lord to have some kind of a schedule in this way. So that's just a practical word for our living.
To give a confirming word, but while he's working with God to be here, let's read the focus together.
Amen. We must exercise our spirit unto godliness, forcing ourselves to use our spirit until we have a strong habit of exercising our spirit. This is profitable for all things.
As soon as our brother
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
I just found out this morning that the brothers wanted me to share. Hallelujah for the training and the exercise of my spirit.
Amen.
This is sovereign from the Lord. Some of you know I am an exercise science major.
Oh.
Hallelujah. And I am in the number one graduate program in the nation. In the world, it's called the University of Connecticut. In the divine realm, it's called the Lord's Recovery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, we can exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And I just like to draw some parallels and just to confirm the word that we heard this morning. Exercise, right? Hallelujah. Exercise. I know some of the brothers really, I don't know, I think it's within our being that we just like these words. Exercise. Forcing. Strong. Grow. Strong habit, right? Exercise. And saints, in the physical realm, nobody really wants to go to the gym, right? Nobody really wants to work out, right? It's really hard. Especially to do it by yourself. So you have to force yourself, get up, change, get there. And finally, when you're there, you have to force yourself to work out. And it's the same way in the divine realm, right? Like nobody woke up this morning and says, and within them, it's great. I'm going to exercise my spirit, right? Hallelujah. Everybody's, it's the fourth day of the training. We're tired, right? But hallelujah, we can exercise, saints. So I just really enjoyed seeing these parallels. Just like in the physical world, we really don't like to exercise, but we need to. In the same way, in the divine realm, also we need to exercise. And our divine gym are the meetings, right? We go. On one hand, yes, we always have the divine gymnastics within us in our spirit, but also there's a place where we can really exercise, and right? So practically, I'd just like to share with you, saints, we need to go to the meetings. And when we go to the meetings, you know, if many of you have been to the gym before, you've probably seen somebody like this. They go to the gym, they kind of wander around, look everywhere, find one of those recumbent bicycles, the ones that you kind of sit on, go maybe 0.5 miles per hour, and turn on the TV, and just watch TV the whole time. And then they leave, right? Maybe not break a sweat. We don't want to be those people, right? If we go to the gym, let's exercise. So if we go to the meeting, saints, let's exercise our spirit, right? We don't want to be those sitting on the recumbent bicycle watching TV. If we're there, might as well exercise, right? So come to the meeting and exercise. And we also know that going to the gym, just like I mentioned, it's hard by yourself, right? So what do you need? You need a partner. You need somebody to motivate you, somebody to, you know what, when you don't feel like it, too bad, let's go, right? We need those companions to force us, to bring us to the meeting so we can exercise our spirit. So saints, along with my major, anyways, I know a good number about exercise. And what's the point of talking about exercise without actually exercising, right? It's not just knowing theory. And then we just walk out of here and get out of shape, right? So I'd like to, one more point. So along with exercising, once we get to the gym and we start working, hallelujah, praise the Lord, right? We start exercising our spirit. We're getting stronger, building up this strong habit. We need some nutrients, right? After we work out, very, very important in order to help fuel your body, to let it heal and to grow stronger. What do you need? You need the proper nutrients. You need the proper food. In the divine realm, what are our nutrients? It's the Word. It's the ministry of the age. This is what supplies us and strengthens us to continue to exercise. Without the proper nutrients, we will not make it. Right? Even after 1 week of working out, and if you're not supplying your body, you'll be exhausted. I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. Right, Joe? 2 weeks later, I'm done. Right? So we need the proper nutrients. We need our divine protein shake, right? Hallelujah. Get into the Word. Get into the ministry. So, saints, I'd like to let's practice. Let's exercise, right? So rather than me just telling you about exercise and how we need to exercise, let's exercise, right? So let's start off with some divine jumping jacks, right? So everybody, let's stand up and let's slowly... Let's just easily, nice and easy. We don't have to be too loud. Just call on the Lord for 10 seconds with your companions, with your neighbor.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Saints, so we got the spirit flowing now. We're a little bit warmed up. Let's continue on and let's go a little further and let's do some divine push-ups, right? So let's, with your neighbor, let's sing. Let's sing all together. I am the living bread. Ready?
I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. His bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the whole world.
Hallelujah. Good. So we got our muscles warmed up. We're ready to go. Let's go a little bit more. We're going to get into the workout, and we're going to let's pray read that song. So pray read with your neighbor. I am the living bread. Saints, so we're getting strong. We're exercising. Amen. We're getting the blood flowing. We're getting stronger. Sometimes you reach a kind of plateau in your exercise. It's just too hard, right? I just can't break through, you know? I don't have any more strength. So what do we need to do? We need to praise the Lord. Regardless of our feeling, regardless of what we've gone through, we need to praise the Lord. So for 10 seconds with your neighbor, let's praise the Lord. Workout, right, saints? So we just give ourselves to practice these things, saints. Amen. Practice, 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 and we'll eventually be like Enoch one day, just walking with the Lord, practicing these things. And hallelujah. Amen. And we'll bring the Lord back. Amen. Amen.